We started the week on Kennedy Malloy with tales from the show's break.
Jane's been on an adventure.
I went to Uganda with one of our kids to see the mountain gorillas.
God, they're huge.
Was it a guy in a gorilla suit? Are you sure what you are looking at?
I can't be positive.
Is it a silverback?
A silverback.
If I had silverback hair, you'd go,
you have got silverback.
Put it this way, you wouldn't hike 4 hours through the impenetrable forest.
I would not. I've got to tell you, they're so handsome. They did remind me of you, by the way.
Oh, hang on. Just compare me to an ape. Do you know what you like to me?
What?
A tipsy Diane Fossey.
Nick, however, had some suspicions about the real purpose of the trip.
Can I say something? And it's just my theory.
What?
But your whole trek was designed to impress Dr. Chris.
I'll tell you
Brown.
What. Interesting. Chris did say, because I said I'd been
fun. Jane, contact, we have got.
No, he congratulated me.
On the topic of Chris Brown.
Someone's done a study at the Women's Mags and goes, Dr. Chris Brown is selling.
Sells mags.
He would not be liking that.
Oh, right. Surprising to me. I would have thought they'd gone with Dr. Harry Cooper. To me, he ticks more boxes.
While Jane was in Africa, Mick was in New Zealand on a golf trip.
I had a caddy, who probably the hardest working caddy in New Zealand.
Really?
Really?
Mate, he covered some ground. I think next time I should probably get Bear Grylls. My caddy had to drink his own urine while looking for my golf ball.
Andrew Hansen from The Chaser dropped by with some winter warming suggestions like the katatsu from Japan.
You know how they don't like chairs, the Japanese? You know they sit on the floor.
Yeah.
But the table is, this is the genius, it's heated.
I reckon that's a trick on Westerners.
We'll be in the next room. Yeah. Just don't come in there because you've got a lot of nice sofas and beanbags.
No, this is what we do. It's cultural. Please, take your shoes off and sit on the floor.
It's really uncomfortable.
That's right.
Lee Sales joined us and revealed her favourite interview to date.
Renee Zellweger.
Okay.
She walked into the hotel room. Everyone in the room just fell in love with her. She was like this little ray of sunshine that just walked in. I could not have loved her more. She was just funny and self-deprecating.
I love happy stories
like
that.
Look and learn, Jane Kennedy.
Oh, sure.
More of that from you occasionally.
Wednesday was World Emoji Day, and Jane was excited to discover
keyboards are getting 59 new emojis.
Wow.
And there's a kangaroo and a mango.
What's the high vis for?
Well, to say I saw a hot tradie. Then you just do eggplant and do you know what eggplant's for?
Oh, sorry, guys. I'm not up to speed with emojis.
Everyone at home listening right now. Fist at the radio going, he doesn't know what the eggplant means.
So funny.
Do you know what? That knowledge is somehow valuable to you.
But the week's biggest conundrum occurred after Mick's night out with Rob Sitch.
5:20 I woke up and there's an email from Mick. I mean, on every level, that's
that
weird.
That can't be good,
no.
It said, hi, has Rob got my phone?
I thought I'd lost it. It was stolen.
Really?
It's gone.
I hope somebody who's high tech has not been able to.
Well, I hope so too, because I've said some hateful things about you and Dave.
So until a replacement's found, he's borrowing his mum's mobile.
Samsung from
Huawei.
1991.
That's analog.
Why can you let your mother walk around with that?
I think she's been up to no good. I'm getting some seedy phone calls.
What do you mean?
Hello, pie face. Is that you?
And he's open to all available means of telecommunication.
You were using a public phone.
Public phone?
What are you doing in a public phone? What, with coins?
He's using a public...
Oh, get me coins out. Ding, ding. Oh, hang on. Right.